This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Mike Bassick, and Shippy in studio. Mike and Shippy ordered pizza from a pizza place, and as soon as it got in, I thought this was kind of a strange move by Mike, but he took the sanitary wipes that our company has been handing around the entire building and started wiping the pizza down with it. Are you guys, what's the big concern
takes
there?
Takes the grease off of it.
Yeah, okay. It tastes pretty good, actually. Yeah. I mean, my tongue is burning, but
okay. It does say,
other than that, I'm pretty good.
It does say green work, so that should be like all natural. So you guys should be okay.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting how quickly y'all have turned to the fear of what's
going on. I love
the
taste of Lysol.
I listen, and I know we keep talking about it, and a lot of people are probably going to get, I even asked the question earlier, what are you going to be more tired of by next week? The COVID-19 discussion or the Dak Prescott contract discussion? And I think that more people are like, it's a hot intrigue topic at the moment. And because there's a lot of stuff is happening really fast, not just in the sports world, but even the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Pointing to the over 118,000 cases of the coronavirus illness in over 110 countries and territories around the world.
Do you think the virus knows it did it?
Like no.
It got to pandemic. It's a living thing.
So they're like celebrating. They're like, everybody hit the bar.
Like, yeah.
We finally did it.
Oh, no. If Corona hits the bar, I'm in trouble.
So, we keep commenting on it because, you know, every 10 minutes, something new happens that affects our sports world.
Yeah. And by the way, from the Autoflex Leasing fan text, I'd say quite a few Rangers ticket holders for opening day said they would be very upset if March 29th is not opening day for the new stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of people are upset about that.
And some said, as long as they honor my ticket, like they just move all the tickets that are for March 29th, they honor it for March 25th. Like they just say, that's not, like, every ticket that was March 29th is March 25th now. They would say, we're okay with it. But a lot of people are like, hey, I paid, like, four figures to get four tickets to be at the first game ever at, you know, Globe Life Park Field. And so, yeah, there's a lot. I didn't know that it would be that much, but most people said they would be upset if the Rangers took the four games from Seattle and now March 25th becomes the new game. And then there's like a new premium on that ticket, and the tickets they paid a lot of money for become just a game that is played as the fifth game of the year.
Why wouldn't they move the games to another time, like later on in the season? Would that be possible?
No, you only have so many off days. You don't have four off days in a row. What you do, it's called the All-Star break.
Couldn't play a doubleheader somewhere.
Teams hate doubleheaders because of it messes up with your pitching rotation and it can destroy your bullpen for the next 6 days. Like, yeah, we did a doubleheader and then, you're like, yeah, we're fine. But if let's just say one of your starting pitchers goes three innings and the other guy goes five innings and you had to pick up pretty much more than a game that day, that can destroy your bullpen for a good 5 to 6 days.
A lot of Uber drivers listen to the show Uber and Lyft from the 214. I spray my seats with Lysol after every Uber ride I do and tell Shippy, Dimitri says, what's up, bro? So there
what
you
up?
Go. Shippy knows everybody out there. All right, guys, so here's an interesting thing that happened yesterday, too. The NFL... they distributed comp picks yesterday.
How many did we get?
We got one.
Yes.
For Cole Beasley. Mm. And you know what? Maybe this
first round?
It's a fifth round compensation for Cole Beasley, Mike. Mm. Sorry to get your hopes up there. But I guess maybe that does have a lot to do with the idea of drafting and keeping your guys, or drafting and paying your guys, or, you know, working with that, because the more you draft, the more kind of picks that you can get. And the Patriots got a league high 4 compensatory picks, including 2 third round picks. That's huge when it comes to trading, when it comes to what you're moving on from. So they lost Malcolm Brown, Trent Brown, Trey Flowers, Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, Eric Rowe, LaAdrian Waddle, and Brandon Bolden. The Broncos, Texans, Vikings, Giants, Eagles, and Seahawks earned 3 extra picks, and the Ravens and Dolphins are going to have 2 compensatory picks. The Texans received the highest third-round choice, number 97 overall, followed by the Patriots, Giants, Patriots again, and Seahawks. So if your guys end up, if the guys you draft, if you invest well and they go on to be good players and you move on from them, there's a possibility you could add lots of third round picks, lots of third, fourth, and fifth round picks.
Is that the way that the Cowboys see Byron Jones? Is we're going to get a third or fourth round pick for him?
Probably so. Yeah, you're probably going to end up getting a third round pick for something like that. Yeah. Now, it depends.
I guess
on,
it's what you want to call it, right? It's more like at the start of the fourth round, because third round pick, you know.
Do you have to tender a contract to them, though, for that? Do you have to tender them?
No, that's more Major League Baseball.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if that was a deal, too.
You can bumble one.
Okay, all right. Not that kind of tender and bumble.
Okay.
But I wanted to kind of look and see, okay.
Grindr was Jeff's.
Oh, my God.
I think when I was looking at his phone that one.
Like, all right, so I wanted to look at the top 10 compensatory picks. Since this has been going on, because a lot of people look at compensatory picks and they're like, doesn't matter. Is that guy ever actually going to be anything for your team? So I wanted to see who some of the best ones were out there. And Justin Simmons is number 10. He is a safety for the Broncos. There are a bunch of different directions you can go with this, because Kelvin Beachum from SMU, we've had him on the show a number of times. He's kind of in that mix too. But this is one of those guys that Simmons, he can't work out a long-term deal with the Broncos, and I don't know if they're going to place franchise tag on him, but he's one of those guys that he was a number 98 overall pick in the third round. Kurt Coleman has played for the Eagles, Vikings, Chiefs, Panthers, Saints, and Bills. Has he been a worthwhile compensatory pick? I would say no. Okay. Not with that many teams.
All right.
Malcolm Smith, Seahawks, Raiders, Niners, Jaguars, and Cowboys. I would say no.
All right.
Blake Martinez, with a linebacker for the Packers. He was the number 131 overall pick in the fourth round. 443 combined tackles in his career. I think he's a good pick. Marlon Mack. This is the first name on this list that I can say, I think this dude has outdone. And for a compensatory pick, I'm looking at it going, wow, this is a good player.
Yeah, I guess I would say your compensatory picks are usually going to be early fourth or early fifth round picks.
Uh-huh.
And the likelihood of hitting on those picks is very low. That's why I've teased Jeff about this. I would try to every year, which would get me in trouble, so I probably couldn't do it every year, trade my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round pick every year, combine them all together and be like, who in the first round would like 6 picks so that I can just move back into the first round and have 2 first round picks, guys that I have a better feeling are going to be good NFL players, rather than through rounds 2 through 7, I'm probably going to find 2 guys that can play in the NFL. And then that's about it. Maybe if I'm really good at drafting 2nd through 7th round, I find 3 guys who can help me in the NFL. But I just feel like the odds are, if I have 2 first-round picks, those guys are going to contribute way more than rounds 2 through 7.
And I forgot Malcolm Smith was the Super Bowl MVP, and he played with the Cowboys with Chris Richard this year too. But, Super Bowl MVP, can't take that away from him. He was phenomenal there, so he was the best. Marlon Mack, James Conner.
All right, he was really good for what he had to do this year.
Yeah, James Conner's been really good. I mean, the last couple of years, last year he was injured a lot.
Late on the year before, yeah.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
He finally turned into the running back once he finally got away from Mike. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike McCarthy offense leaves and Aaron Jones becomes a stud.
He's really struggling this year until he played the Cowboys. And then he took off.
So Aaron Jones is a good pick. Kyle Jacisic.
Sure. Why not?
Ravens and Niners. Mike Daniels. But the number one.
Oh, man.
The number one comp pick in the history of the NFL, Mike.
Did he go 13-2 his rookie year?
It's Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he did.
So with that group, though, do comp picks matter to you? I mean, would you rather, like, you? I know you said you joke with Jeff about that, but would you really be able to use them, because are they valuable to other people?
Yes, they're valuable because you're getting to take another player in the draft. It's not a premium pick, but it's another chance that you get to find a guy that could possibly help you in your organization. But usually when you're taking guys in rounds 3 through 7, you're looking at guys and saying, hey, I think he can be this down the road. Like, there's potential there. You're rarely taking a guy that you're like, we did it in the 3rd round. We found ourselves a starter who's going to be awesome. Hey, it ends up happening. I think Michael Gallup's going to be a starter who's going to be awesome. But it's tough to predict, hey, we really want those comp picks, because those comp picks are really going to help us stay a championship team, become a championship team. Hopefully the Cowboys can get a lot better at this. They were really good at it 2016. They were unbelievable at it. A few years before that, I think they were good at it. Is if you can get guys like Xavier Woods, I know Anthony Brown faded away after having that good rookie year, but if you can find guys like that later in the draft and they end up contributing their rookie year and then being better players as they get to year 3 and 4, that's how you create depth in your organization. And that's what Broadus and Jeff would tell you that study the draft, is really to have those good drafts, you want to have a star or two in that 1st or 2nd round that end up developing into a Pro Bowl star player. But rounds 3 through 7 is really where you're hoping to find those depth guys that can back up early in their career. And then after a couple of years in the NFL, you really can rely on them to be a solid starter.
Kyle Juszczyk, by the way, he has, I think his Twitter handle is Juszczyk, which is pretty awesome. He played for the Niners, caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl this year. So that's kind of nice, too, if you can get a guy that can be a contributor with a compensatory pick
Twitter
for
world.
A draft that you made before that turned into another investment later down the road. By the way, this news on 105.3thefan.com. You can check it out. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Vontaze Bryant arrested for DUI in Tampa. Did he catch the last touchdown for the Cowboys this year? I can't remember who it was. Like, I remember he caught a touchdown pass.
I remember he caught one. I was like, when did they sign Dez?
Yeah, he out of nowhere, I was like, who the heck is this guy?
Why is he number 88?
Yeah, but he's been arrested for DUI early Wednesday morning. Officers were patrolling the area, and they saw him driving without his headlights on just before 2:30 a.m.
Classic.
He's shown
Corey.
Signs of impairment and admitted to drinking several margaritas, failed a roadside sobriety exam, was arrested for DUI after showing additional signs of impairment. So he's cut, right? Like, the Cowboys can't.
He probably wasn't going to make the team anyways, so this doesn't help.
Yeah, not at all, man. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, I got some baseball players that are potentially on the rise and some potentially sliding, Mike. We'll do this next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You know what the number one trending story on my Twitter is right now, Mike?
Oh, it's probably Gwen Stefani as I'm on. It says trends for you. For some reason, I don't know why. It says Gwen Stefani on my page.
Mine says Harvey Weinstein guilty. I didn't know. Was that something new?
Happened today. He's sentenced to 23 years in prison.
There you go. So Harvey Weinstein gets 23 years in prison for his acts. Kevin, sorry, I did not mean to call you.
Is Kevin here?
Kevin's not here. Kevin's without us.
Where is he?
We're both bald.
He is. Nobody knows exactly what's going on with Kevin, but if you want to tweet him at @OThankKevin, just make sure to tag the rest of the show in that too. We'd love to see how Kevin's doing. Communication with
him. He's having trouble breathing.
Minimal at best.
Shortness of breath.
The Eric Edholm did a story, and it said, story on the Eagles and Steelers pulling coaches from pro day assignments before the NFL draft amid the coronavirus pandemic. It says the Saints have denied that they're taking this measure at this point. Charles Robinson then tweeted, the Saints are saying business as usual. We have different sources in the organization who said business has changed. I stands by that. Emphasis has been placed on keeping people off planes and driving to locations, and the Saints say that's not true. That's their prerogative. But they say there is a different approach from some of the sources.
Why would they be so worried about them driving? I get the flying, because you're in a compact.
Being in a different place.
Yeah.
Just going to somewhere where you get out, because you're going to have to stop for gas. What's going to happen, Mike? walk into a gas station, somebody in there might have. So they're just trying
to make it mandatory they can't walk into the gas station.
Maybe so. I understand flying too, because you are confined to that space, but I think they just don't, they're trying to limit people from travel. And I know a lot of people thought this was and I don't want to say, Mike, like, I'm not,
do you think the Jones family will be here for the first ever time for a long time for free agency, because they won't take their spring break?
That's fascinating. That's a great question.
Are you done with spring break?
I think that they're going to go on the boat, because Jerry Jones, I don't know if you know or not, but Jerry Jones has a boat.
I know.
And he could just go out like
that. Hell, I want a bigger boat.
Well, he wants a bigger one so that he can have more space.
They have to travel to that boat.
Well, but they can travel
via... Unless they can dock it here in the Trinity and take the Trinity River all the way out to the Gulf of Mexico.
He has that freaking military helicopter. He can just get to his boat.
Sip, sip, sip all day long.
Yeah, just sip all day long. So I think that the Jones family will take care of things the way that they see necessary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, anytime, man. All right, Mike, I found some players that are on the rise and some players that could be sliding in Major League Baseball. Are you interested in getting after this one?
Very interested. I have a couple of fantasy baseball drafts coming up next week. So, you know, this might influence me on who I'm taking.
All right. Hey, by the way, in addition to that, I have some fantasy baseball team names that you might want to drop out there if you want to see that as well. My team name was Brett Saberbacon last year. I thought it was pretty good. We finished second. In the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy Baseball Championship last year. My bad.
Good sentence.
Yeah, Corey Kluber was my like third pick.
Okay.
In addition to all the excitement of this season, because there isn't a lot of excitement now and a lot of fascinating stuff going on now that the Seattle Mariners have had to move. By the way, we got John Blake's statement that said that they are working with the MLB at the moment to figure out what they can do. So that
was an exciting time.
And that the Seattle Seahawks are doing the same thing. For fantasy baseball owners, there are players out there that you should avoid in drafts. All right, Mike? And okay. I know you're big on this. Catcher, at the catcher position.
All right.
Risky pick, Salvador Perez from the Royals.
Coming you said back he's, from injury.
You said he's one of the best to ever play the game.
I think he's one of the best catchers that I've ever seen. He's not the best. He's not as good as Pudge was in his prime. I didn't see Johnny Bench, but I mean, most people will say Johnny Bench is arguably the best. Carlton Fisk is up there. I'm not putting him above those guys, but he's pretty stinking awesome when it comes to his job.
We were watching them warm up. We were watching them take practice. Yeah. Take some pop-up practice the other day, and you just mentioned that he was one of the best in the game right now. Also slipping, Buster Posey.
Okay.
That dude, like, there was a time where Buster Posey was just amazing. He could do everything. And he, what did they do? Win World Series and everything?
Yeah, three of them.
Yeah.
He gets hurt quite a bit now. And his numbers have gone down where if you want to move him to first base, I think this was kind of the thing with Mauer when it came to him in Minnesota, when his body started deteriorating on him. And then they're like, hey, let's move him to first base because we're losing Justin Morneau, or like, oh, he'll share with Morneau some. But, you know, when you move a good hitting catcher to first base, that doesn't make him a good hitting first baseman. Those numbers that were awesome at a catcher position, they need to be better at a first base position. And usually when they move those guys, and moving Buster Posey maybe to first base for later in his career, those numbers are going to look like below average first base numbers.
Speaking of first base, Joey Votto.
Okay.
36 years old.
I didn't know he was that old.
Too old to play baseball, right?
Wow.
Can't play baseball at that age.
Okay, that's good to know, even though, because I really like him, and I think Cincinnati's one of these kind of wild card teams where they added quite a bit in the offseason, and now he has more around him. So I'm thinking Votto could have a nice bounce back year.
Oh, and that's the thing. This was the worst full season of his career last year.
Okay.
Can it get worse? Or
you know, I mean, if age has caught up with him, then it will get worse. If it was just a bad year, then, you know, he can do it.
Eric Hosmer. His final stat line was actually at 30 years old, 237, 277, 396 after the All-Star.
This is to avoid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping this wasn't the guy that you're going
to say. Sounds like all these guys are risky and slipping. My bad.
And he plays in San Diego. That's a horrible place to hit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good place to hit at all. At second base, Colton Wong for the Cardinals.
Okay.
And D. Gordon for the Mariners. Obviously, because he doesn't have a home field advantage for the first part of the season. That's going to be difficult for him.
Might be better because Seattle, even though they've made it easier to hit from years past, but maybe he'll be better that he's not getting to play there all the time.
Shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, son of a gun. I kept him.
you're in a dynasty
because
league?
I was so, you know, he's been hyped up so much, and he did have a really nice season last year until he got hurt. I just, they kind of put him on a pedestal of he's going to be one of the next great hitting shortstops, and I just didn't want to get rid of him.
Also slipping Andrelton Simmons.
Okay. He's such a great defensive player.
That was what he was always about.
But he has had really nice offensive years. The last couple of years, he's kind of surprised with offense.
Okay. From third base, Gio Urshela.
Okay. He was the guy that took Miguel Andujar's spot once Andujar got hurt with the Yankees.
He's risky.
And he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So can he come out of nowhere again? And I guess he wouldn't be coming out of nowhere. Can he repeat what he did now that people will pay attention to him?
And slipping Michael Franco of the Royals.
Miguel.
Outfield. Aristides Aquino.
I think Franco was a farmhand of ours, I think.
Julio?
Michael Miguel.
Oh, okay. Michael Miguel. Outfield. Aristides Aquino.
All right.
Risky player. And then Will Myers.
Yeah, he's been slipping. Going downhill.
From starting pitchers. Here, the first person to step in, and Mike, you know I disagree with this. Risky, they think it's Mike Minor.
Okay.
They think John Lester is slipping. Now, okay. I feel like a lot of people are real high on Mike Minor and Lance Lynn coming back this year. That being said, I'm less high on Lance Lynn because I just don't know if he can do it again. Last year was the first time we've ever seen that. I also don't know how the stadium's going to play. This new ballpark might play completely different than we think. I don't think it's going to be a pitcher's park, but it might not be a launching pad for some other team.
You know, it's weird. If you just take out when all the trade rumors happened to Mike Minor, he already had a great year. Don't get me wrong. But, man, did he stink it up when there were rumors that he was going to get traded and kind of lost his focus and concentration. And so he had one of the best years in Rangers history if – he already did, but if you take out that July, it was really great.
And then relief pitchers Craig Kimbrell, they say, is risky, and Kenley Jansen is slipping.
I agree with the Jansen one. I always am – the Dodgers, and they added Mookie Betts. That's awesome. They're going to be awesome. But I'm always like, you know, their major problem come playoff time is they have to pitch Clayton Kershaw in relief appearances, right? They just don't have a great bullpen. Jansen is slipping. And they don't go out and fix that problem. That's the one thing I don't understand about the Dodgers throughout their run here of being an awesome team but not finishing the job and getting the World Series is your bullpen is the thing that lets you down in every playoff, and yet you don't go try to fix it.
Yeah.
So you guys go, hey, we want more offense. Maybe we want a starting pitcher. But I'm like, what you're missing is the bullpen. You guys have the lead in most of the games you lose in the playoffs.
Well, there are two things that I'm curious about there, Mike, because JD says you have to be elite in at least, what, one area and good in the other two, right? Or maybe elite in two areas and good in one. But maybe that's what they say is we're just going to take the risk there. I also wonder, we're never going to see another Mariano Rivera, are we? A guy that can have that long of a career as a closer and be that elite? Because it seems like every year that there's a big time problem with relief pitchers. Like will come up and then he's gone.
They're like kickers somewhat, and they can have a bad year. So if you're picking up, like, here's the hope, and I don't think Cody Allen is progressing with the Texas Rangers as they would have liked, is sometimes you can have a bad year, a really bad year as a reliever, and because you can't really practice in that position, you just have to keep being ready for the next game as a reliever. When you lose your stuff, lose your confidence, it's tough to get it back out of a bullpen situation. Is the next year, it can reset and you can be a good bullpen guy again. And so that's why it's very tough to predict. This guy's always going to be a good bullpen piece.
All right, Mike, I have some fantasy baseball names for you. Are you ready to change your team name? Okay. Madison Bumgarner's Secret Rodeos. What do you think?
All right, that's good. That's long.
Okay. Ooh, that's Snell.
Okay, for Ian Snell.
Yeah, and it's a song. What about Press Your Lux? L-U-X. Okay.
For Andrew Luck, who retired from the NFL.
Okay. No, not Andrew Luck. Oh. It's the other dude. Advanced Gliber Metrics.
For Torres.
Yeah. What about Trash Can Men? This is a playoff, the Houston Astros.
That's pretty good.
Jose Altuve's Tat Hiding T-shirt. Ooh, that was
a lot
tough
of words,
to say.
But Okay.
All right. The Big Bang Theory.
What if you
theory.
Just went Altuve's tat?
Altuve's tat. Yeah, exactly. The Big Bang Theory.
All right. That's probably been around for a long time, though, right?
Strowman Troopers.
For if you're like an Astros fan.
Yeah, or Star Wars, you know. Yeah.
And also Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Strowman Troopers. Cutch Me If You Can.
From McCutcheon?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that one?
These are decent.
All right. Rizzo Good As Hell. No? All right. And then that was the last one. Sorry about that. That was it.
No, these are good. If you're trying to come up with, I never try to come up with created ones. I'm just like me.
It's like, by the way, I just saw official announcement from FC Dallas. Their match against Seattle is postponed for a later date. So the game that they were supposed to play, from the Seattle Sounders, following Governor Inslee's news conference this morning, the Sounders FC's...
If you can't have a city without coronavirus, you forfeit. That's a win.
Agreed.
You either play or it's a loss.
You know what? I'm in on that.
Are you guys worried about the Lucci show, if he can pass that to us through the phone?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, me too.
I do agree with Mike, though. By the way, Bleacher Report is also reporting that Byron Jones is expected to become the highest paid defensive back ever next week with $16 to $18 million a year.
That's the fun thing about free agency, I guess fun, is that they're like, free agency starts on Thursday. No, it doesn't. It's like Monday. We find out everybody who's signing everywhere. By the time we get to Thursday, the day that it starts, we're like, but it's kind of finished.
Legal tampering, baby. All right, coming up next, let's talk to the G-Bag Nation as they are live from Arizona. Next on The Fan.
All right, fellas, let's talk about Men's Tee Clinic. Guys, today's Wednesday. It's hump day. If you're having problem in that area, testosterone therapy can help. Men's Tee Clinic can help. If you're having trouble with your focus, your energy, your workouts, you feel like, hey, the way that my body worked when I was 20, 30 years old, it's just not working that way anymore. Well, your testosterone could have gone down with age. It happens to a lot of men. It happens to a lot of Tolos. A lot of Tolos have now gone to Men's Tee Clinic, and they're getting treatment by Men's Tee Clinic. By the way, if you go to menstclinic.com, you can see other treatments that they have going on besides testosterone therapy. For me, testosterone therapy worked 2 weeks into the process. It's covered by medical insurance. It does not cost much. The number to call, 1-800-246-LOW-T. That's 1-800-246-LOW-T. Or like I said, you can go to menstclinic.com. You can get your appointment there. You can see where their four locations are, their address. I can just give you the cities real quick. It's Grapevine. It's The Colony. It's Frisco. And it is in North Dallas. 1-800-246-LOW-T. Guys, it can really change your life. It can change those energy levels. It can get you back to being you. Let's get back to being you through Men's Tee Clinic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.